Bear Podcast 373.
Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
Oh, I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies. Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards? Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both tasty white. Matt, bear problem. Don selling his thong. Having it auctioned off, I think you got $150 just for a thong.
Your question of the week.
The second question of the week.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification?
Yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard Choksundik. What?
And this is Ray, I want a jailbait.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 373. And this is... Yeah, we just... I was just watching South Park the other day, and I just remembered Ms. Choksundik, so... I think I'm gonna.
My still favorite episode of South Park is the Nambla episode where he's on there talking to the people. Said, "Does anybody like young guys?" And he starts, and his computer just kind of blows up with all the IM messages. So,
okay,
I thought it was funny.
You know what Nambla means, right? No, yes. Ass must be left behind.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's right. Did I say it right? No? Oh, no ass must be left alone. Sorry. Sorry.
Or see, I have to do Nambla. No Nambla. Asian ass must be left alone.
Ah, okay. Nice. Well, anyway, okay. Let's go to our weekend updates, Ray. Before we.
So how was your weekend, Maynard?
It was great. It was great. I just came from New Orleans. I drove there last Friday after work, and I got to see my hubby. It's awesome. We got to hang out the whole weekend. And, well, you have a jam-packed one. You got to tell me about it. But mine's going to be quick. So we were there. I want to tell you guys about the, we went, Ray, do you know the flooding that's been going on in Louisiana?
Yeah, because of all the water coming down the Mississippi and everything.
That's right. Okay, so we went to the Bonnet Curry Spillway. Took pictures there, and the water is really rising. It's really high there. It's really scary. It's really bizarre to see so much water.
Is there any actual flooding in New Orleans proper?
No, but it's kind of scary that any of the levees.
So I guess they're getting a test of the levees they fixed to see if they're holding.
Yeah, it looks like it's working really well. So that is good news.
Well, I watched actually a show this weekend about them going in and repairing the levees. It's the guy, I can't remember the name of the show, but the guy goes in and he does the job with the people for the day.
Uh-huh.
There. And this was way back a couple of years ago, right after they got back in there and people get back into New Orleans and they were starting to rebuild everything that he was in there. But I figured by this time they should have them fixed. So.
Yeah, it should be okay now. Mm-hmm. Well, after that, going to the spillway, we went to the 25th annual Creole Tomato Festival. And there was food. There was lots of music, lots of Zydeco music. I took pictures of that one too. It's pretty cool. And, well, we only were there for the food.
Yeah.
And Mike got to drink his beer, so that's good. Okay, this is one interesting thing I've been telling you about yesterday, Ray.
We
went to the Rawhide story. Okay. We went to Rawhide, and there was a guy in full leather garb. It's about 95
degrees there.
Was it leather or rubber? It's I don't know. It's more like it's really leather. It's really leather. But then his chest had a some kind of a leather urinal, or maybe it's a rubber urinal on his chest, like over here. And everyone was just intrigued, and people were using it. And he had the hose from his chest going to his boot, to his boots, because he's got hip weight. He's a hip waiter too, so.
Uh-huh.
And he went to the restroom really often just to empty it out.
Well, he had to. Those hip waders only hold so much piss.
Yeah, that's right. And they were really using his chest. And it was really intriguing.
Was it? Was there any pee in the mouth, or were they just peeing in the urinal?
No, just in the urinal on the chest. So, just warning to those minors who are watching. No, I hope there are no minors watching this or listening to this. But yeah, it was nasty.
Adults
was nasty
play experience. With silly things and do silly things. Just ignore us for now.
We're just telling stories. We're just
when you get old and turn 21, you two will do
weird
crazy shit.
I know. Anyway, so let's go on with you. What's going on with your side?
Oh, let's see. There's the Gay Beach Weekend down in Galveston this weekend, which was pretty fun. We went down there to the beach Saturday. I was there all day and kind of camped out and grilled out. And a lot of eye candy for anybody and everybody that wanted to see stuff. There was Hot Muscle Twinkie Boys. And
of course. Are there lots of bears, too, for me?
There's a few bears there. Okay. Two of them were, like, a little disappointed. They thought there should be more, but there's a couple of them out there running around. There's one in his nice little blue Speedo, and he's out there playing volleyball and I'm like, he was having a good time. And
there's
this cute little bear couple that come over and was kind of sitting off to the next of us. And after about an hour or two, they jumped up and took off. I think they just got too hot. So
I see.
They're being kind of antisocial. They walked by a couple times and never said anything. So we're like, hey. And they just ignored it. So.
And you guys bought a lot of food.
Well, El Youngo had a lot of food.
Mm-hmm.
And because he was supposed to have a whole bunch of friends coming down, and most of them came down, but when they showed up, they'd already eaten. They'd been staying at the San Luis resort all weekend, so they'd been eating and drinking all day long. So they were just out there to come to the beach, and they're like stayed maybe 30 minutes and then they left. So,
well, that's lame.
And he kind of planned to do two meals at the beach, but by 5 o'clock, I was just like, man, we've got to go. I've been here too long today. So we brought it back, and then yesterday afternoon, we went over to Patrick's and grilled all the chicken and stuff he had. And
I was driving back. It's a good thing you guys have food still, so I had to pass by. It's a good thing I helped you guys out to eat the food.
Yeah, so, you know, because chicken stuff, you can't let it sit around too long. I mean, as long as it stayed cold for, you know, the 24-hour period, it was good. So we kept it on ice, and it was in good in ice all day. So, and then we brought it in, put it in the fridge last night, and then kept it in there and took it to Patrick's and kept it on ice. And so it was pretty good.
Liz.
Hello, Coley.
Hey, Dart. How you doing?
Oh, good. How are you?
Hey, Coley.
Yes.
Hey.
You're on the air right. You're on the air right now.
Oh, I am.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Man, it doesn't give you any time to capture your breath.
No. I know Coley. I've known him for some time now. You know, he's a buddy. Okay, so Coley, welcome to the show again, and it's great to see you last Bear Pride in Chicago.
Yeah, I had a good time. How about you?
Oh yeah, I did. I did too. I wish Ray was there for Bear Pride in IML. It would have been nice, right, Ray?
I'll make it there one year.
Yeah, you'll do it next time.
One day I'll be there.
Yeah. Okay, so. Coley, did you go to IML?
You know, I never actually made it over there. I was having every intention of going, but I never
really
ended up doing it.
It's really interesting, you know, lots of
leather stuff. So you didn't get you an egg toy?
Egg toy. Yeah, Ray.
The what?
The egg toy. It's something that...
it's something these damn Asians have come up with. It's a little egg about yay big that's...
It's a play toy. It's a play toy.
Do I want to know anything more about what?
Let's just say it's used for pleasure. That's all I could say.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, that's Bear Pride. It's good to see you there. And actually, right now, Growler. Everybody out there listening, Growler is an iPhone app right now available in the Apple App Store. And now it's now available on the Android platform. So how did this come about, Coley? How did you pull this?
Well, after I came out with the iPhone release, like one of the most frequently requested enhancements was I kept getting a bunch of emails like, "When's it coming to Android? When's it coming to Android? When's it coming to Android?" And my standard response was, well, we're working on it, but I don't have a date for it or anything like that yet. And lo and behold, like 6 months later, here it is.
That's right. It's did you develop yourself, or you have a friend who went on board?
No, actually, I did it myself.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot of work. Like, and this was actually my very first Android app as well, so that was a double challenge for me.
So how was it developing for the two different phones, between iPhone and Android? Was it a big difference, or is it just minor changes, or do you have to rewrite everything?
It's basically like a whole rewrite. Like,
Really? Wow.
Both of them have a lot of, they share a lot of the same logic, but they're two different languages on two different platforms. So you can't, it's not like you just cut and paste and change some stuff around. You actually have to kind of rewrite the whole thing.
Yeah, but
does the Android version look just like the iPhone version? Look-wise, are they the same, or they're a little different?
Yeah, well, they're not identical, but I tried to make them as close as possible.
Yeah,
okay, cool.
Logo and everything. So is it in the Android marketplace? Not yet.
Not yet. Right now, I just came out with it last week, so it's actually in beta right now.
Okay.
So that means that I haven't put it on the Android market yet. It's available on the website for download, and you can install it as a third party app at the moment. Once I get like to a point where it's all out of beta and everything's stable, I'll upload it to the Android market at that point.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so a little bit of technical. How do you install it for people who want to try it out on their Android phones?
Well, all you gotta do is from your Android phone, browse to the website URL, which is www.growlerapp.com, and there'll be a link on the homepage to download the beta. And since it's a third party app, not every Android phone allows third party apps to be installed at the once it goes to the Android market, that won't be an issue. But at this point, since it's not in the Android market, like sometimes you have to go in and enable third-party apps to be installed. And you also have to be running Android 2.2 or higher in order to install this version.
To be frozen.
Or you can make your life real simple and just go buy an iPhone, folks.
No.
I'm trying to tell all the people that originally requested it.
That's right. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. But we do have a lot of listeners who are on Android also, and it's best to get more exposure. Exposure is awesome.
Exactly.
More people are on Androids.
Like when I originally wrote the app, I was targeting the iPhone market because at the time, like iPhone had like the clear market share, and not too much longer after that, the market really did shift quite a bit. And now, if you look at the research and the studies, the Android and the iPhone are about equal right now, and the Android is gaining a lot more momentum. It's getting a lot faster, becoming more popular, a lot more quickly.
That's true.
Android platform is available on different phones too, isn't it? On different types.
That's one of the challenges of working with an Android thing. You don't have just one phone. There's not like the iPhone. There's only one iPhone, but for Android, there's different manufacturers, and every one is a little bit different, and they might have different screen size or different resolution screens. And it's like some of them has square screens, some of them have rectangle screens, and it's a challenge to make sure that you have to write one app that looks good on all different screen sizes. So it's a little bit of a challenge.
That's right. I'll be trying it out on my LG Optimus V. This I have one from Virgin Mobile, and so I guess I'm going to try that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have both of them then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get to try them out. Yeah.
Yeah, he's been super geek.
Yeah, I'm a real geek on that one. So I need to sideload it, right? And that's how you call it. It's sideloading it. Okay.
Yep, that's the jargon for installing a third party app is sideloading.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So when all these Android users start signing up and getting on Growler, will everybody be able to see each other, or will they still be separate?
No, everyone will see everyone. Like right now, like even today in the beta, like when you look at the people that are online, you can't, they're either iPhone or Android. You can't tell the difference, really.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, I'm looking forward to try it out on my Android phone so I could test it out, and just excited about it. It's awesome that you already got it on the Android. We were talking about this when we were in Bear Pride. Yeah, so I was looking forward to your announcement on that one. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a lot of hard work, but it's finally starting to pay off. Like getting people signing up and getting some good feedback and everything like that. So I'm pretty happy with it.
No, that's awesome.
That's good.
Yeah. So everybody out there, just check out growlerapp.com and you can find links there for your Android phones. You guys have Android phones. And of course, it also has, you know, it's already in the iPhone app store, the Apple app store. So now it's going to be, right now it's on the website right now. It's, you have to sideload it. And do you think within a, probably a month or two, maybe it's going to be in the Android marketplace, you think?
Oh, yeah, no, it'll be sooner than that. It should be a week, two weeks at the most.
Ah, okay. So we'll make another announcement about that. So people can check it out.
Say around the 1st of July?
Yeah, by the end of the month for sure.
Okay, awesome. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
That'll be cool. So, okay, thank you, Coley, for being in the show again and telling us about Growler on the Android.
No problem. Thanks for having me. All right.
And then, of course, I went and saw Super 8.
I got to see. Yeah, Mike and I went watched the Super 8 also in New Orleans, so it was really good. What do you think?
I thought it was a great movie, and I liked it, and it seemed the critics like it, but some people at work, they said that their friends were telling them not to go see it, that it was just stupid.
What? It's really good. It's good
as a
movie.
I thought it was really good. It kind of reminded me of an E.T.
It's like Goonies, Cloverfield, and
E.T.
And E.T. mixed in one.
Yeah, because the kids did an incredible job. They had a great cast of kids in this thing that's all, like, I guess, preteen, right before you hit that preteen sixth, seventh grade age.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. In 1979, which I could totally relate to. I was telling Terry after we got done the movie, I said, I think I had a couple of the shirts those kids were wearing.
Oh, really? You had to wear those?
The Paisley. Remember when Paisley started coming out early 80s?
Yeah.
And,
oh, memories. And they did it as if it was in the 70s or in the 80s, I mean, in the 80s, uh-huh. because they were talking about disco music and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was right at the end of disco music, and they played some Blondie and Bay City Rollers.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
So. It's pretty good. Highly recommendable if you guys want to watch it on the theater. It's not 3D.
It's not 3D,
which is good.
But it also, I don't think it can be done 3D, because they did it as a kind of a stylized. It kind of looked like it was an older movie.
Yeah, that's the point. They wanted it to look like a little old, yeah.
And if y'all don't know what Super 8 is, Super 8 was a film that you, back when, I guess, me and Maynard were kids, that you could get film cameras that actually had film in them instead of videotape. And you had to get, and it was, they were called Super 8s. And that's what a lot of early filmmakers used. And some of them even still use them today to film on.
Yeah.
And then you could take the film and take it to the Kodak store and get it developed and stuff, so...
Yeah,
and that was the whole thing because these kids were filming a zombie movie, which I thought was very funny that they paid tribute to George Romero because they called it Romero's Chemical Plant. So it was kind of funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, so that's Super 8. You guys go ahead and check it out. And we have a few topics here. Actually, I think we're going to stagger it a bit, Ray. Let's go to Wolf What a Cub for a while here, okay?
Okay. Our Wolf What a Cub is from Growler this week. His profile name on there is capital W, little H. His real name is RC. He's 23 years old. He lives in Edmonds,
Washington.
Edmond, not Edmonton. I keep throwing a T in there. It's Edmonds, Washington. He's 5'8", 201 pounds. He can be a cub, sir, or a boy. He works in retail and really loves music. He is looking to get him back into school at some point. He likes extreme guys. They have to be super thug or super prep. He has a huge weakness for seeing emo guys.
Emo guys? Really? Okay.
Well, the bear community, there's a lot of emo guys.
there's lots of emo guys in the bear community.
He also has an underwear fetish and likes to wear and see other guys in theirs.
Ooh.
So he says he's got about 30 pairs of his own underwear that he likes to prance right in and show off.
Okay.
And he is versatile. So if you want to find him, you have to get him on the Growler app as WH.
And now, Growlers and Android. So you guys can catch him up. You can catch him there.
That, so.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. We got a... what else do we have here? Oh, I want to show something to the audience. Hold on.
What you going to show to the audience?
Right now, you can't see it right now, Ray, but I'm showing
it. I can't see it. All I can see is the video camera staring me down.
Yeah.
Here,
this is the Rolling Stone issue of... it's got Zach Galifianakis from Hangover 2. Did you watch? Well, Hangover and Hangover 2. So,
no, neither one of them. Neither
you, you haven't seen them? Okay. Nope. Yeah, well, he's the bear there. Okay. So, if you guys haven't watched the Hangover 2, it's pretty funny. And you might watch it. So, yeah. So, yeah. Zach Galifianakis is one of my bear heroes right now. So,
I prefer Zac Efron myself.
Uh-huh. Your audio is wonky, Ray. I hope it.
What?
It keeps changing. But anyway. Sorry, excuse me. I'm still coughing from last week. Oh my god, it's still the bear pride germ.
Well, oxygen not to be deep throwing all those bears. You'd catch something.
I know, right? Okay, so let's go on to our TV and movies, Ray. Let's talk about upcoming TV shows.
Okay, let's talk about one that's going on now that actually comes on here in just a little bit. It's the third episode, and you can go if you got. I got AT&T UVerse, so you can actually go on there and find the show on the MTV downloadable station and watch it. It's Teen Wolf. The MTV's remade Teen Wolf. And I think we remember the Teen Wolf of the
80s.
Why? It is not like that show at all.
Why?
It is Teen Wolf like Vampire Diaries Teen Wolf. So I love it.
Oh, I bet. Is it like... See, it's in the third episode already, has Michael J. Fox done any cameo yet? No.
Yeah, this not yet, and it's totally different storyline. I mean, you get the same premise: kid gets bitten by a werewolf as a teenager. He starts dealing with it, but I mean, he actually turns into a real wolf. He doesn't wolf out in front of his friends and make fun of it like they did on Michael J. Fox with the Michael J. Fox version.
And he doesn't play basketball.
He doesn't play basketball. He plays lacrosse.
Oh, lacrosse. That's the twist. He's a lacrosse player. Oh, my God. Okay.
So, and which is much better, I guess, venue for them to use because lacrosse is very aggressive. It's kind of like rugby. It's kind of like a cross between softball and rugby, I think.
Would have been better if it was rugby. So let me ask you, does he turn to a wolf while playing lacrosse?
No, but the whole deal with this one is he's having a hard time controlling the wolf inside.
Okay.
he gets very aggressive, very dominant, very hard to control his emotions when he gets mad or upset.
I see.
Okay. Or excited by some little girl. Please. So, but it's got a pretty good cast in it. The guy that's playing the werewolf is cute. Of course, okay. I think the whole cast is pretty cute. One of the guys is from Seventh Heaven. And then if any of y'all watched The Gates, I think that was last year that came on. The young guy that played the werewolf in that is actually on the show. He's not a werewolf, though. Oh. He's just a hot, obnoxious, pain in the ass teenager. And he's captain of the rugby team. So.
Okay. What's next?
The next one's coming out is tomorrow. It's The Nine Lives of Chloe King. It's on ABC Family. Teen Wolf is on MTV, so you can go catch it on MTV. ABC Family, The Nine Lives of Chloe King. Chloe King is looking forward to celebrating her birthday with friends and a single mother, just like every other year. That is until she starts developing heightened abilities and discovers she's being pursued by a mysterious figure. Chloe soon learns that she's part of an ancient race which has been hunted by human assassins for millennia, and that she may be their only hope for ultimate survival.
That's interesting.
The previews I've seen, it kind of reminds me of a Heroes type with what's her name? The female detective that was the girl in high school.
Buffy.
No, not Buffy. Crap.
Detective? Nancy Drew?
Nancy Drew, no. No, the one with the blonde hair. The one the chick showed up on Heroes with the shocking powers.
Oh. Her. I can't remember.
I can't remember. Veronica Mars.
Veronica Mars!
Yeah, it's not like a cross of Veronica Mars and... And I guess a Heroes type thing. So it looks good. So apparently the girl, they keep trying to kill her and she has nine lives or something like that. So
okay. All right.
She's a big old pussy. I don't know. And then, of course, Father's Day, Falling Sky starts, which is a drama series about the aftermath of an alien invasion and the resistance movement formed by the survivors. So pretty much aliens have taken over the Earth.
very Battle for L.A., a Battle for Los Angeles type movie, okay, with more of a what's happened with the humans after the aliens have taken over.
So many sci-fi shows now. It's Falling Skies.
Okay, and this one is Steven Spielberg backed. So this is the one that his TV production crew is doing. So.
Oh, I see.
For those that like Futurama, on June 23rd, Thursday's on Comedy Central. The summer we can get a season 6.5 or season 6B, as the producers call it. The remaining 13 episodes of Comedy Central's original renewal and new episodes are already lined up for the next two summers as well for Futurama. So Futurama's coming back for those that like Futurama.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course...
I'm looking forward to this one.
June 26th. God, we have another week to wait, don't we?
Yeah, 2 weeks. I thought it's next week.
I was thinking it's come on this week, but it's next. It's 2 weeks away.
That's Pride weekend.
Oh, well, I don't have to worry about that. True Blood.
True Blood.
Sunday's on HBO. Season 4 begins a 12-episode run, slightly later than usual. The fourth season will be loosely follow the plot of the fourth novel of the Southern Vampire miniseries, Dead to the World. Creator Alan Ball has confirmed that in the novel, witches will play a major part in the fourth season. New cast members include Fiona Shaw as Marnie. And insecure and timid palm reader who is possessed by the spirit of a powerful witch. Courtney Ford, who's from Dexter, plays Portia Bellaflor's sister. And I can't remember if this is the book she gets married, and maybe that's why they bring her in, because she has a big thing with him. She gets wound up with him. Jessica Tuck will be promoted to a series regular, and Gina Gavankar as Luna, a shapeshifter.
They're introducing so many new characters.
So
many new characters.
Yep. Alexander Breckenridge is a Wiccan named Daisy. Daniel Buran as Raoul, the packmaster of the Shreveport Werewolves, and Alfie Superior. So the werewolves are going to be back too. So,
okay.
I was listening on the way to the Beats on Saturday. It was the top 30 countdown of, what's his name? What's the guy's name? The gossip guy. Perez Hilton was doing it.
Perez Hilton. Okay.
And apparently one of the male actors on the show is coming out.
On
True Blood, as in real life, he's going to announce that he's gay. So we'll be looking to figure out which one.
You have to make a big announcement about that. Okay, everybody in True Blood is gay. Oh, I know, it's Lafayette.
Says it's Lafayette, but it'll be funny if it comes out that he's really straight, and not gay.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I assume it's either Bill, Eric, or
Bill.
Really? Well, his wife's bisexual. He could come out and say I'm bi too.
No, I guess probably, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, this one I'm going to have to go buy. I'm just got to spend money this summer and add Stars onto my package. But Torchwood comes back July 8th to Stars.
But don't you have Stars on Netflix?
Yeah, so I'll have to see if it's coming on there or not.
It should be there.
If not, I'll have to edit. But Fridays on Stars is the 10-episode season subtitled Miracle Day. The surviving Torchwood team joins up with an American agent to figure out a worldwide dilemma. No one can die anymore. Stars John Barrowman, Eve Miles, Meekin Pfeiffer, Bill Pullman, and Lauren Ambrose for more details.
Really? Bill Pullman's going to be in there? Yo, John Barrowman is the Captain... What is his name?
Captain Jack.
Captain Jack. He's the gay Captain Jack.
He's ambiguously
gay.
Gay.
I don't know. He's pansexual, right? He fucks anything.
Now we're watching. There is a sci-fi movie that goes along. What was that? Red Dawn. What was that movie we watched?
Oh,
matched up with the video game.
Oh, I can't remember. Red something.
Red Faction. Which sci-fi did a movie for to go along with the video game release, blah, blah, blah. And what's his name? Jack Love Interest from the show was on there.
Mm-hmm.
Playing a character on there. I was like, wow. So, anyway, rolling on out through July. Eureka's back on July the 11th, along with Warehouse 13. Both of those are coming back. Let's see. Mika walks away from the show in Warehouse 13.
She does?
Yeah.
I like Eureka. Warehouse. I mean, Warehouse 13.
The temporary partner is Steve Jenkins, who actually turns out to be Aaron Ashmore. who can tell if you're lying. So he's pretty. It's going to be pretty interesting. Of course, Eureka season 4.5, the remaining 10 episodes from the season that began last July, will air this summer on Sci-Fi. Felicia Day will appear as Dr. Holly Martin, who's involved with the love triangle with Fargo, and Dr. Isaac Parrish. Will Wheaton. So Will Wheaton's
going to be there. Okay.
Be there this season. So July 15, Haven's back. Vanessa Anton landed a recurring role on Sci-Fi's drama series Haven for its second season. Anton will play the role of evidence Evie Rand, a former con artist that loves and love interest of Duke, Eric Balfour, who remains as beautiful and cunning as ever. Season 2 of Haven, with 13 episodes, started production in early April in Nova Scotia with a plan for air Sci-Fi this summer. So, also, July the 11th, is their new show, Alphas, that premieres. Alpha follows a team of extraordinary citizens whose brain anomalies imbue them with extraordinary mental and physical powers. They're X-Men. That's a different TV show. Take them all in their own hands. The unlikely team led by Dr. Lee Rosen investigates cases that suggest other alpha activity to uncover what the CIA, FBI, and Pentagon have not been able to or willing to solve. So, these gifted individuals must balance their quirky personalities and disparate backgrounds with not always visible powers as they work to solve crimes, stop ticking time bombs, and catch the enemy. So that they've been advertising it pretty heavy on Sci-Fi. So,
it looks like these are all, you know, they're all Sci-Fi, which is awesome. Okay, let me just preface to our listeners: we are Sci-Fi geeks. We love watching Sci-Fi TV shows. That's why we like talking about these shows and that's upcoming, and we want to.
If you know of anything else that's coming out that we haven't hit, or there's a web series that you've been watching that's pretty good, or something you think everybody else would be interested, let us know, because that's how we get it.
That's true.
To hear from about shows in other countries that will probably never see the light of day in the States. I know Canada has a bunch of Sci-Fi shows that we'll never see here. I know Australia has a few. There've been, you know, a couple from Europe and stuff, and England that have been pretty good. So we'll see. This fall, some shows to look forward to: Terra Nova, which I think is based on a series of books. I'm not sure.
Sounds like it. I think I do remember.
I remember seeing these or started reading one or something. But basically, humanity's pretty much destroyed the Earth, so they're sending people back to the prehistoric times to set up civilization again. Mm-hmm. So it's like Jurassic Park meets Swiss Family Robinson, I guess. So listen, good. Walking Dead comes back. There's a Battlestar Galactica, Blood and Chrome. I don't know if that's a series or a movie. Dexter's back. And then there's a show coming on Fox that they got under all the Sci-Fi stuff called
Alcatraz.
So it'll be interesting to see.
Is it like prison? You think?
I don't know.
It's like Prison Break. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
But it'll be interesting to see what's going on there. So.
Okay.
So that's my geek out for today of all the shows that's coming out this summer that, you know, I think people should check out. And if anybody knows of anything else good this summer coming out, let us know so we can talk about it on the show.
Let us know. Okay, so better hurry up, Ray. So a few shout outs. George from Houston, shout out. I've been chatting, exchanging messages with him through Facebook and stuff. And also I've been chatting with Mark. Happy birthday, Mark, from, I think he's from Houston, Mark and Brian. And John and Boy, they said that the role play movie was great, the recommendation. Thanks for the recommendation. So thank you, John and Kyle. So,
I'm glad y'all like that. Mm-hmm. I asked him today if he'd be on our show next week. I hadn't heard back from him yet. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because next week is the Father's Day special.
Daddy Day. That's right. We got to get us a daddy.
Yeah.
I guess
so.
And I got to shout out to TJ. Happy birthday, TJ.
Happy birthday, TJ. Okay.
Last Tuesday. And I totally goofed up, forgot about it, but happy birthday.
Yeah. Also, shout out to Steven from Albuquerque. And we were chatting also. And he likes our pictures, Ray. He likes the swimming pictures of you. Mm-hmm. Okay, one thing I want to talk about really quick about that Stephen was talking about during their Pride Parade, which they're going to do again this coming Pride weekend, is the Pink Fist Motorcycle Club.
Ah.
Yeah, this is the description of the group. It's a totally non-serious, non-existent gay motorcycle club whose goal is to make T-shirts with an outrageous logo and ride in the Pride Parade in Albuquerque, hoping to be filmed and televised on the 700 Club in order to scare the crap out of old ladies and Pat Robertson.
Well, they should all dress up in nun habits, pink nun habits.
That's right.
With fist on the back of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fist through sphincters. Yeah.
Or pregnant nuns or something.
Yeah, pregnant nuns. There you go.
That's usually a Halloween treat, maybe, for people. So. Yeah. Okay, so anything else? I guess that's it. That's it for
that's it.
The
I
show.
Think we got enough. We got a lot today. TV show. Growler being released on Android.
Yep. And I'm looking forward to use Growler on my Android phone. So we'll see how that works. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And all so, you Growler people, if I hit you up and ask you want to be on the show, say yes and send me your information. Good Lord.
True. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like
so we can feature you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. It's hard to get a bear.
You know, to get bears.
It's hard to get bears. Say, hey, I want to be on your show and be profiled.
Yeah, she always always have that. Okay,
Chaser was pretty more about it. It's like, oh yeah,
yeah. Of course, they're after the bears. Yeah. They want to chase around the bears. All right, so thank you everyone for watching and listening. If you want to comment, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com,
or you can give us a call on the landline at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222. BEAR. Leave us a voicemail and comments, and we'll play it on the show.
Which I forgot, we do have a voicemail. We'll play it next week. Oh my God, we're running out of time. Yeah, we ran out of time, so we'll play it. We'll play it next week. I forgot about that. I forgot to put it in my show notes. Okay, so subscribe via iTunes and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Bye.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf,